A reading from Mark 4:30-32. Again Jesus said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade."
For the next 4 days, we are going to be hearing Jesus' teachings on the kingdom of God and what it is like. And here we have Jesus comparing it to a tiny seed. And of course, it's considered, I guess, a parable. But Jesus, my question when I read this was, why is Jesus comparing the kingdom of God to something like a mustard seed? And my own answer was, really comes from 2 Corinthians or the first chapter of John, where God is unseen. The spiritual reality, which is more real than the reality we accept in our earthly being, has to be compared to something concrete. And that's what he's doing here.
That's a part of it, certainly. We need to remember that the coming of the kingdom of God was central to Jesus' message. In fact, John the Baptist anticipates it and says, the kingdom of God is near, announcing that Jesus was coming. And we need to put this in the context of what people were expecting in the coming of the kingdom of God. Remember that Jesus was not the only Messiah movement. There were many who had come before him and were claiming that they were bringing in God's kingdom. And their idea was that it was going to be a geopolitical kingdom. It would have an earthly king in that aspect. And, you know, this conqueror would come in and run the Romans out. They were the latest squatters in Israel. And what Jesus is saying in using these different images is to show the kingdom of God was not going to be a geopolitical kingdom, but it was going to be the rule and reign of God through his people. And it was going to be insidious in some ways. The mustard seed was believed to be the smallest seed at that point, and the parable is obvious. It creates this great bush. And Jesus is basically saying, the kingdom's going to feel very imperceptible to you. You're not going to have a royal palace that you're going to go to be able to identify it. But one day, you're going to turn around, and this kingdom is going to be a large tree. It's going to be everywhere. And today, we're the fruit of that.
I like the way you use the word insidious, which oftentimes has negative connotations, but I think it really is very nicely applied here. The word I was thinking about when I was thinking of the mustard seed and what happens with it is dynamic. Mm-hmm. That while you can't see the seed when it is first planted, there's a dynamic nature to the whole process of a seed becoming a large flowering plant or even a tree, and you can't see it. So that's where the invisible kingdom of God is going to become visible, but over time, and oddly enough, even into our time.
For some people, this won't mean anything, but for those who do reading and theology, I'm a kingdom theologian. It's one of the foundational blocks in my understanding of God's word. And one of the things that kingdom theologians say is they refer to this kingdom that's now, but it's not yet. We see the manifestation of it, but it's not completely released. And that's why we pray every day or every week, your kingdom come. We're tasting it now. It's a foretaste, but we're longing for it to come in its full measure. So Jesus has announced that it's here. We're in the process of living it out even in our own day.